San Jose Sharks head coach Peter DeBoer headlines the 2019 Team Snap Hockey Coaches Conference in Toronto, which takes place July 18th through the 20th up at Ryerson University. So I guess the old gardens. I'm guessing that's where it must be.
Great facility.
It's unbelievable. Let's bring him in here again, the head coach of the Sharks, Peter DeBoer. How you doing, Peter?
Great, guys. Where else would you want to be middle of July but at Old Maple Leaf Gardens, right? At a coaching clinic.
Still has the dirty roof up there, the tarps hanging around.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And I can tell you, you know, I know they do a fabulous job on this particular clinic. I know the speakers, I think 24 speakers and all levels of hockey. So, you know, I know firsthand I wouldn't be in the NHL without the coaching conferences I attended every summer. And it's not just what you're learning. It's the people you meet, the networking you do. And so it's awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
How would you react? Let's say the gardens were still around. And, you know, some booze bag with four beers trying to get through you, like, during the play. You know, because, guys, to get to your seat, you walk right through the bench.
That was the worst setup. I hated
it. Was great.
I loved
spilling
it.
Spilling popcorn on my lap and beers on my lap.
Awesome. How do you think you'd react to that today, Peter?
Well, you know what? I remember I actually played in the old garden against the Marlboros when I played junior hockey for the Windsor Spitfires. They were still in the league, and we played in the garden. And then I was drafted by the Leafs, and we actually had a training camp between Newmarket and the garden with Harold Ballard, still the owner. So I did spend some time in there. It was an awesome, great old building. Do you remember when Ty Domi pulled the fan over the edge and over their glass and beat him to a pulp in the penalty box?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I would do that, but I would hope one of my players might grab him.
I like that idea.
Agreed.
We need more of that.
Fan engagement and interaction.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're all about.
I guess you could always do that to, like, Pierre Maguire when he comes and asks you a question during the game.
Don't give him any ideas. Sometimes I got to go down there. Yeah. I'm with Pete every spring. I think I've done San Jose, like, 4 years in a row in the playoffs, so I get him in the first round all the time.
Yeah, we see Mike all the time, and it does cross my mind with Pierre sometimes when your team's not playing well and you're losing 4-0 and he's pounding salt in it on the bench. It's not easy. But
I can imagine with Peter DeBoer, the head coach of the Sharks. I mean, you guys, that game 7 is one that is going to be in the history books for a long time at home against Vegas. I got to ask you your reaction. When they called the 5-minute penalty on Cody Eakin, and then we all know what you guys did. You go and put, what, 4 on the board in the 5-minute, and then they tie it, and you guys end up winning it anyway. But did you know it was a phantom call at the time? Like, when you were on the bench, did you get a chance to see the review, and did you realize that, you know, it should not have been a 5-minute penalty?
No, I didn't. You know, Pav was in such distress. You know, you got to... If you remember back, I mean, he was out cold on the ice. This is one of the toughest men to play hockey. I've seen him out there with broken bones and torn ligaments. And, you know, when he couldn't move and was bleeding out of his head and the blood was pooling, you know, kind of under his head. I think your whole concern went there. It wasn't about looking at the replay or the review. I was really, you know, almost in shock following him down to the dressing room. You know, it was really Jumbo who got him off the ice and then really took charge of things and said, you know, we need to make him pay for this on the power play. I don't think at that point anyone looked and said, well, but, you know, it should only been a 2 instead of a 5. You know, I think we were really in shock and then motivated and pissed off and wanted to do something about it, and to our guys' credit, they did. And it was the craziest game I've ever been a part of. I shouldn't say game, craziest 8 minutes I've ever been a part of. And Joe Thornton said the same thing. You think about all the experiences he's had in hockey, it was wild.
Pete, you mentioned Pav, so we'll just ask you straight up. No captain, he signed with Dallas. What's it going to be like to try to replace him, the goals he scores on the ice, but maybe more importantly, the leadership and the presence in the locker room?
Yeah, well, you know, Mike, both. I mean, I don't know. You don't replace that. That's the easy answer. And you know, I think he gets such timely goals for us. He gets such dirty goals and such unique goals from areas of the ice a lot of guys don't want to go to. And at the tough times, you know, in playoffs, late in games. So you don't replace the on-ice. The off-ice is probably bigger to replace. He had such a great demeanor around our dressing room where he was the hardest working guy, the most honest player. But he also, you know, had that kind of Wisconsin backwoods personality to him where, you know, even the youngest guy on the team or the call-up was comfortable talking to him. You know, he would seek them out. He was a special, special human and, you know, going to be really missed.
We're chatting with the head coach of the San Jose Sharks, Peter DeBoer. Again, he's going to be in town July 18th through 20th at Ryerson University for the Team Snap Hockey Coaches Conference here in Toronto. Limited registration still available. Visit the website hockeycoachesconference.com. So, you know, I'm sure you're aware of it that the Leafs made a move yesterday and they brought in Tyson Barrie and they got Morgan Rielly here who put up 70 points and Barrie put up 60. Makes them look at stay-at-home defensemen compared to your two guys in Carlson and Burns. What's that like being a head coach and looking down your bench and knowing that Burns can put up a point a game and if Carlson is healthy, he can put up a point a game?
Well, that's where the NHL is going, you know, and we just talked about Pav going to Dallas, but I know, you know, that was probably one of the intriguing parts for him if he was going to go somewhere that, you know, with their defensemen, with the two or three guys they can roll out back there. I think everyone's looking for that blend where they have, you know, two or three real good offensive guys. I think the beauty of our two guys are they can be elite in both ends. You know, we use the as a shutdown guy at different points with Vlasic this year and in the playoffs. And Carlson, you know, if he puts his mind at defending, he's one of the best defensive defensemen in the world. It's just whatever, you know, he's whatever the role is or whatever you're asking him to do, if he's engaged and healthy, that's what he's doing. So, you know, it's a great luxury. But, you know, we pay a price for that luxury, too, with a guy like Joe Pavelski leaving because, you know, we don't have the money to bring everybody back. So I think everyone has strengths and weaknesses, and we've poured ours into those guys, and I think that's the right place for us.
All the talk in the National Hockey League, especially up here, is about RFAs. Timo Meier gets, by all accounts, a fantastic contract for what his production is. Maybe talk about the player and what you think his ceiling is, because I think he took a huge step this past year, but is there more there?
There is more there, and you know what, I think the reason Timo, you know, there's a culture built in San Jose, and it starts with Joe Thornton. When he's the first guy at the front of the line at the end of the year going, you know, I'll play for whatever's left over, it's really hard for the young guys to come in and demand, you know, or get piggish about what they should have. And I think that culture starts with Joe and it extended to Couture. I think he signed a bridge. I know Hurdle signed a bridge contract. You know, Timo signed a bridge. You know, I think when you play on a good team, I think everyone realizes you've got to sacrifice a little in order to play on a good team. And I think looking back, you know, I'd be interested in Mike's perspective on this. I don't think there's a guy after he's done that says, I would give back a little bit of money to have played on a team with a chance to win every year, because that's what it's about. That's when you're enjoying the game, you're enjoying coming to the rink. You know, that's everything. It's funny, but people always ask, you know, what cities would you like to coach in? Honestly, you know, you could have the best city in the world.
If you're losing,
it's crappy. Yeah. And you can have the worst city in the world, and if you're winning, you're enjoying coming to the rink. It's that simple.
Yeah, put me on Mars. If I'm on the power play, we're winning. I'm a happy camper. Absolutely. Yeah.
Power play first, though.
That's why we're winning, Hayes, is because I'm on the power play. See, that's what's got to go hand in hand.
It's all connected. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of the summer, Peter. And again, I'm sure a lot of people excited to catch you at this conference July 18th through 20th. up at Ryerson. Again, the website is hockeycoachesconference.com. Enjoy that and the rest of the summer, and I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road.
Looking forward to it, guys. Thanks.
There's Peter DeBoer. Loves the gardens.
Sounds like Joe Thornton's coming back.
Yeah, it kind of felt like that way. It,
and Pete would have him back till Joe can't even put his skates on anymore.
Yeah.